And now this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Dan Mal of the 91st Legislative District in Adams and Franklin Counties. Representative Mal, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we'd like to talk about something that is continually going on here in Harrisburg that started last legislative session, and that deals with Marcellus shale, natural gas, and finding ways in the state to use that natural gas to reduce how much we pay for a lot of the services going on at the state level. You had a piece of legislation, part of a legislative package that was introduced, that deals with using the natural gas in cars. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Yeah, thank you. The Marcellus Shale is more important to Pennsylvania and the people of Pennsylvania than most people in Pennsylvania can possibly realize. This is something that could actually, if done correctly, change Pennsylvania for the better and affect every single taxpaying resident of Pennsylvania indefinitely. Pennsylvania is on the cusp of becoming energy independent if we do this right with the Marcellus Shale. Just some very quick background. Of all the natural gas deposits known to man, Marcellus Shale is the largest in the world, and two-thirds of it sits underneath of Pennsylvania. Now, that doesn't mean all Pennsylvanians own all this gas, but we have over 1 million acres of Marcellus Shale land that do belong to the taxpayers. But regardless of that, I think it's extremely important that we utilize natural gas for our energy. Well, we have to start somewhere. We already have natural gas to heat our homes and our buildings and so forth and so on, and that's all good. But when it comes to buying oil, I have in an omnibus package of bills called Marcellus Works, my particular bill will actually start converting the state fleet over to natural gas, starting with the mass transit system. We'll start there, then we'll go to maybe school buses, state vehicles. We want to start out with the larger vehicles because they're the ones that burn the massive amounts of fuel, the big diesel engines. Much more environmentally friendly. Economically, it's financially better. It's sound. It runs cleaner. Engines burn cleaner. They last longer. This could actually be a win-win-win situation.
And I understand also that you're going to be taking a visit out to California soon, one of the places that this kind of technology has already been put into use so that you can see how it's going on. Talk to us about this trip you're planning.
Well, they're actually starting first in California. There's companies out there that already manufacture vehicles with natural gas burning engines, and there's a handful of us that are taking the lead on this here in Pennsylvania. We're actually headed out to Southern California to tour a company for a couple of days that manufactures refueling stations, because that's our first biggest hurdle. Is if somebody were to get a natural gas vehicle, where do we fill it up? In order to help it spread, we need to see what it takes to get fueling stations set up that the general public actually has access to. Once we make those available, and we're going to concentrate along the turnpike so that companies that run the turnpike back and forth east-west know that there's places to fuel in the middle. Well, without knowing what it's all about, it's pretty tough to just go ahead and make that deal. So in order to do the homework, myself and some other members and a couple of staffers that are deep into this, we're actually making a trip out to Seal Beach, California on the 1st of February. We'll be back on the 3rd, so it's just out and back. But we're going to tour the facility where they manufacture all the pieces, and we're going to actually go to where they're actually building refueling stations. And if you will, I hate to compare it to other companies, but most of the people in my listening area have heard of Sheetz and their big gas stations, convenience stores. These things look an awful lot like that, except instead of gas pumps, they're natural gas refueling stations. I got to see it hands-on so I know what I'm talking about. So when I report back here to try and push these bills forward, I can speak intelligently on it. And the nice thing is I don't want anybody to think I'm doing this on the taxpayer's dime. So I'm paying for it out of my own pocket as well as the other representatives that are going. We decided this is something we're just going to pay ourselves, but it is something that really needs to be done. We need to educate ourselves so that we do this and we do it right for the benefit of all Pennsylvanians.
Representative Mal, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in each week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Dan Mal.